Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri, and I'm back. I'm back for a little bit anyways. Been super busy, man, just trying to figure everything out. So this time of year, it's always a time to reflect on how the season went, you know, the year before, and kind of focus on the year in front of you. So that's really what I've been doing. End of January. I don't even know what today's date is. Probably the 28th or 29th. And so I've basically spent this whole month. We haven't done any work at all for the most part this month. Early we did, but like the second week of January, it started getting pretty nasty on us. We had a week of snow and ice, and then after that we had a week of rain. So it's been pretty nasty here. Been focusing on the content side of things, been focusing on what I'm going to do there. And then the biggest thing I've been doing is just focusing on the business, man. Like I said before, this is the perfect time to, you know, really focus on the business, focus where you're at, focus where you've been, and just stay focused, man, on the year to come. So it's Focus On It Friday here in Missouri every day. I try to have a little theme so I can really be intentional on each and every day. Like Monday, it's Make a Difference Monday, Toughen Up Tuesday, Why You in Business Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Focus On It Friday. So every day I try to be intentional. I try to think about those themes for the day just so that can kind of keep me on track and keep me in a good spot. If I'm not intentional, I can get so lost in the weeds and from so many distractions going on that I really have to have that discipline each and every day to really focus on something, you know, have something intentional in my mind so that way I can really think about it and really be intentional about the day, you know, because each and every day, man, there's so many distractions, so many bills, so many, so many noises and so much going on every which way you turn. That's like the other day we were driving around and I was looking over at my wife and she got a text and I was like, oh, who texted you? You know, she's like, oh, that's my cousin. And it's like, all right. And then, you know, a little bit later, oh, who texted you? Oh, that was somebody else, you know? And so the whole way to town, she's constantly reacting or responding to, people that have questions or people that, need something or just whatever it is. But that just gets me to thinking about life, about your business, about losing focus. You know, you could have all the best intentions in the world, but if you let all these things pull you away from what God has designed you to do for that specific day, that moment, then guess what? It's going to be a little tough, and you're probably not going to get to where God wants you to be, and you're probably not going to fulfill the vision that He has for you. So every single day, just trying to be intentional. You know, I'm thinking about the people that distracted her that day going to town. It happens to me all day, every day, every single day. But if I'm not intentional and block that stuff out and set aside time to respond to maybe certain people or certain questions or emails or text or whatever it is, comments on social media, then I could be so distracted, man. I could, you know, Aaron Sutter, he could reach out to me and say, hey, man, what do you think about this? And I could just hop on there and text him back. Or, you know, if Phil hops on there or Tony hops on there and they're commenting on stuff, I could just constantly be back and forth talking to everybody, you know, every single day. So you really have to stay focused on what you want for that day, what you want for the year. And that's what I've kind of been doing. I've kind of just hid out, stayed off of social media quite a bit. I haven't, like, consumed hardly anything at all except for basically ways to become a better business owner. You know, that's the only thing I've really looked at on social media. Of course, I'm scrolling through and I'm looking at, you know, pastors, preachers. I'm looking at content online that will draw me closer to Him. And that's the main thing. I've been focusing so much on Him that He's kind of showing me each and every day, like, okay, this is what you need to focus on. This is what you need to do. This is what This is where you need to be at the end of the year. So I'll just throw it out there right now, man. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm just here, there, and everywhere. But I will say this, there's going to be a new addition to the crew here in Missouri. So not somebody helping me mowing, but we're going to have a little girl arriving in June or July. So there's a whole lot going on. There's a whole lot going through my mind. There's a whole lot that I have to do, prepare for that. And so one of the biggest things that I'm doing right now is trying to prepare the business, trying to get to where I need to be, trying to stay focused on, you know, my soul principle of what needs to happen before the baby arrives. So you get prepared, you do the thing, you get the room cleaned, you get the room set up, you think about all the different scenarios, situations, you think about how much more money it's going to cost, and you think about just all the things that go into all that. So, you know, am I going to have to take off work for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? You know, hopefully everything goes smooth. So far, the last two deliveries went perfect. We were in the hospital with our last child a few days, maybe 3 or 4 days after the baby was delivered, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't anything major, anything huge. So you always think about those things, and I'm just trying to get myself prepared for that mentally, trying to get myself prepared for that, the business prepared for that, especially. So trying to keep things running and on autopilot and still getting the money flowing in, whether I'm, you know, out working or not out working. So that being said, I'm leaning more towards this year. My kids are small. My kids are really young. I have a 2-year-old. I have a 5-year-old. Of course, they'll be turning 3 and 6 this year. And so I have younger children and going to have a little one arriving in June or July. And so just thinking about all that has me thinking about the business and how I have everything set up and how everything's running right now. And man, just a whole lot to think about. I've basically just been creating content, creating YouTube videos, and that's where my main focus has been. I've actually done pretty well on that considering how small my channel is. I feel like I've made quite a bit of money the last month or two on just on views. My channel's super small. I mean, tiny. But I've made a whole lot of money on the views. And so, of course, that helps in the wintertime generate some revenue, especially the first 2 weeks of January. We're so wet and so cold, so snowy, icy, rainy, that I wasn't able to get out there and get any work done. Instead of going out and snow plowing for the little bit of snow we've got, we only got like 2 to 3 inches. I'd say 3 inches would be really pushing it. But we probably got about 3 inches, maybe a little bit more at our house, but in town where all my customers are at, they probably got closer to 2. And so this year I decided, you know what, I'm going to hang out with the family. I'm going to spend time with them. And so that's what I ended up doing. The snow stayed on for like 4 or 5 days. I just hung out with the family. I was in the office most of the day, and I would pop out around lunchtime, and I would sled with the kids, and then get right back to work and figure out how I'm going to make this happen for 2024. So that's where I've been. That's what's been going on the whole month of January. I've pretty well been doing that. Just been glued to the computer, and I don't even like staying on the computer that much. I'd rather be outside working with my hands and getting stuff done and seeing a little transformation, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing. That's where I feel like God wants me, you know, wants me out there making things look better, cleaning things up, and tending to the land, basically. So I've been stuck in the office and working on the computer and doing all that stuff and creating content, and it's been nice. It's been kind of eye-opening for, like I said, my small channel. It's very, very small on YouTube, The Lawn Care Life of Missouri. I think while I started posting more of these videos, I hit 15,000 subscribers. And so I've never really tried to grow the YouTube channel. I've really never put any time and effort into it. I've just kind of posted when I had time and just naturally see how things went. And if it grew, it did, you know, and if it didn't, that's okay too. But this winter, I've been really focusing on trying to create more content to grow the channel. So I've spent a lot of time there. And like I said, I hit 15,000 subscribers. When was that? That was very, very short time ago. I think it was about a week ago, maybe. And quickly seeing that I'm almost to 16,000 subscribers now. So I gained like almost 1,000 subscribers in a very, very short period of time, maybe a week or so. And that just goes to show you what could happen when you just upload videos. You know, you create content, you're out there doing the work anyways in the lawn care business. Just set your camera up, move it around a few times, get some different angles. And then when you have time, a lot of these videos that I'm uploading right now, I shot back in June or July. And so it's been a long time since I created the content and videoed all that stuff, all the work that I was doing. But now that I have a little bit of downtime, and now the work's slowing down, and I don't have a lot on my plate like I did all season long, I can step away from the business side of things and start working on the content side of things. So creating that business and trying to build that business up. I just looking at 2024, man, I'm thinking it's going to be an expensive year. The baby's going to arrive June or July. It's going to be a lot going on. I'm probably going to have to step away from the mowing for a while. And so just thinking of ideas to create some revenue, whether it's working with brands or create more content or getting some type of passive income going, so that when I'm not out there working on the mowers, I can still be making a little bit of money, because my wife, she stays at home, she takes care of the two girls, and so I'm the sole provider of our household. So I have to get out there, I have to be intentional, and I have to stay focused, and I have to do what needs to be done in order to bring the money in. So right now, just kind of focusing on all of that, growing the YouTube channel, hopefully. We'll see how it goes. I don't have a whole lot more content to edit and upload. Probably, I don't know, I'm just guessing, I haven't even really looked, but I'm just guessing I probably have five to seven videos to edit and upload. And so it's been kind of a slow, painful process with the computer that I'm using right now, because all these jobs that I'm doing, a lot of these Ventrac jobs, I mean, they may be all-day jobs, you know. They may be 5-6 hours, they may be even more. And so all these files take up a lot of space, and then when you render those files, that takes time. And so I just recently went ahead and upgraded my computer. I have a MacBook Pro, which it's about a 2018. Still runs fine, still does a really good job, except on the editing side of things, when you render those files, it does take a little bit of time to process all that. And I think that's like the bottleneck of, if I want to take this content creation side of things a little bit bigger and do more with it, then I got to speed that process up. It's like, you know, your zero turn, your 48-inch stand-on mower works pretty good. It's pretty efficient, gets the job done right. But if you bump up to a 72-inch standard mower and you're tackling some really big properties, it's going to speed you up a whole lot more, and it's going to allow you to get more business, make more money. And so that's kind of my thinking behind upgrading the computer. I don't like to spend a lot of money. I don't like to invest in things that won't make me money, but I feel like this was a definitely something that I needed to do in order to get to the next level. So upgrading the computer to just a Mac Studio. It's kind of like a desktop computer, but it's going to be a lot faster. It's going to be a lot faster, and it's going to allow me to get in there and edit the videos and make some make a lot of content. So it's probably been about 10 days ago when I ordered the new Mac, and it hasn't arrived yet. It's supposed to arrive, let's see, what is today? Friday? I think it's supposed to arrive, man, I don't even know. I think it's supposed to arrive, let's look real quick, hold on. Today is the 26th. Oh man, I'm way ahead of schedule. So today's the 26th. It's supposed to arrive on the 30th, so we still have a few more days until it gets here. But anyways, I just wanted to get that thing ordered. It said on there it was going to take like 12 days to get it in, I think, 10 to 12 days. And so I wanted to go ahead and do that, order that, and get it, you know, on the way. And so hopefully that will kind of speed things up for me on the editing side. It's not so much of a deal right now, but in the busy season, you know, when things pick up and mowing starts, I won't have any time for anything at all. So if I can get a computer that will speed things up and help me get things done, then that's probably the thing that I need to do. So doing that, and then on top of that, let's see, what else am I doing? Just focusing on the business, man. I've really been crunching numbers. I've been thinking about the lawns that I take care of. I've been thinking about pricing, of course. I've been thinking about route. I've been thinking about the mowers that I'm using. Just anything and everything I can think of. I've been thinking about adding help this year. And so just been going through every single detail, just with a fine-tooth comb, and just trying to figure out what needs to happen for 2024 so I can be more efficient, be more profitable, and make 2024 the best year yet. And so I haven't got things quite narrowed down to where I want to be, but I've been satisfied with the progress that I've had so far as just going through everything, just thinking about things, just thinking about where I'm at right now, where I need to be. And so feel pretty comfortable with that. But no, I've just been focusing, man. Focus. I've just been hiding out and really focusing on so many different things. And that's why I haven't put out a podcast. I haven't been really motivated to do that. Just because every day, man, I get up, I'm going to our little media shop, and I'm turning on my computers and getting zoned in, locked in on all that, and just trying to figure out what makes sense for this year and how I can be more profitable, be more efficient. I'm hoping to add maybe one or two guys. I know 2 years ago I had three part-timers kind of help me out, fill in the gaps. And that worked really well. Last year, man, it was, wow, it was a whole lot of work. Everything was all on me. And I don't think I can really do that right now. I don't think I can really do that this year with the addition coming and just kind of at a tough time for me. In the business, you know, June, July, things are still going like 100 mile an hour at that time of year. Even if it's dry, it's still, business is like cranking because I got so much workload. So I'm thinking about hiring maybe one guy, two guys part-time. We'll just see how all that plays out. But that's kind of my goal, my game plan this year. I can't do everything. I can't do the content and run the business. Just can't do that because the business is so time consuming. It takes up so much of my time. I've been doing this for 21 years. This will be my 22nd year this year. So I have a full schedule, have a full route. I really have 7 days of work all day. I try to cram that into five, which usually ends up being six and sometimes even seven, and I'm not going to go that route again. So I have so much work that I can't fit that and the content side of things. I can't do both where I'm at right now. I have to have some help somewhere. So just kind of going through that, figuring all that out, figuring out what I want to do there, and figuring out a game plan for that. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking to add a little help. I don't know if it'd be one guy full-time, two guys part-time. I don't know. I really don't know, but I'm just throwing it back and forth and figuring out what I need to do in order to get to where I need to be. So that's the one thing that I'm focusing on. Second thing I'm focusing on is equipment. I do have the right mowers again for this year, but if I'm going to be adding help, I'm going to need those Ferris mowers up and running. So I've been running the right ZXT, as a lot of you guys know. I've been running the autonomous ZK mower. So I have those two mowers. They've been solid, really reliable machines, but at the same time, the autonomous ZK, it doesn't mow every single lawn that I tackle. It only mows the big open commercial or residential properties that I have. And so I don't put that mower on every single job. It's one of those kind of specialty mowers where it goes on a few jobs. I have like seven properties that I send it out on, and it does a good job there, but on the other lawns, I need the ZXT plus another mower. I've got the two mowers, the two Ferris mowers, that I'm wanting to get back up and running 100%. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I'm hoping that I can, but I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous, a little concerned. So I've been focusing on getting those mowers back up and running way before season even starts. I started thinking about this at the end of last year, and I'm like, you know, these mowers need to be like in tip-top shape or ready to go and just going through and fix things that need to be fixed and just be ready to get out there and make money for this year. So I've been trying to fix the electrical issues, and then I had a problem with the other mower, so both of them are kind of up and down right now. And so both the mowers have been at my local dealer for 2 weeks. And Ferris called just the other day and said, hey, we've got the parts ordered, they're on back order, and so it's going to be another 2 to 3 weeks before you even see the parts. So I'm looking right now, it's going to be at least a month. It's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to get the parts, then it's going to take probably a week for them to get it in there and get it fixed. I'm looking at a month, and it's already, we're easing up on February. If it takes the whole month of February to get the parts in and to get it up and running, we're looking at like the 1st of March before that equipment is even running, before I can even test it out and see if it even fixed the problem, because I've had so many issues with those mowers. I've tried to fix it, and you really don't know if it fixed it 100% until you put a lot of hours on the machine and see how it's going to hold up. So with all of that, it's a little concerning right now. I want to get those mowers going. I want to get them up and running way before season, and I feel like I'm just not where I want to be on those mowers right now. It's still early. Still have a lot of time before now and time to mow, but I want to be prepared. I want to know where I'm at with those mowers. I want to know if they're going to be up and running, going to be reliable this year, or if it's going to be like in the years past and they're just not going to be able to, you know, get the job done. So working on that. And then I have the Toro Titan, of course. I've been trying to sell it. I actually have a guy wanting to buy it, and I'm kind of backing out right now. I'm kind of trying to figure out if these Ferris mowers are going to be working or not. And so I've been thinking a lot about that, and I'm actually considering keeping the Toro Titan, just keeping it around for a backup in case these two Ferris mowers just are not able to do the job for me this year. And so throwing around the idea of buying another mower. Do I have to buy another mower? If I have two guys helping me and I'm on the right ZXT, I need to have at least one good mower up and running, commercial mower. I'd like to have two, though, for these bigger properties. We can go to these bigger properties. Everybody's on a mower. We knock it out quick. Then we get on the trimmers, and we knock that out, and then we're out of there, you know, on to the next one. So I'd like to have three mowers. You know, I have, right now I have four, five mowers. I'd like to have at least three of those running and working and be able to get out there and get the job done. So I'm looking at different mowers. I've been looking at the Bradley mowers. They are super cheap price. I've been looking at several other different brands, and I'm just to the point right now, I don't feel comfortable spending $17,000 on a mower. So that's not in the budget for this year. I'm not going to be buying a brand new mower. I'm definitely not going to be buying a $17,000 mower. So the money that I wanted to invest in, I want to invest in the Ventrac and put my money towards maybe a new Ventrac or a new attachment. And so that's kind of where I'm looking at on the Ventrac side of things and the mowing side of things. I'm wanting to grow the Ventrac business as well. So another reason I need to add some help so I can free up time to, you know, run the Ventrac, do some jobs there, and create some content around that. So just a lot to think about, a lot going on, trying to stay focused and trying to figure out a good game plan that will allow me to get to where I need to be in 2024. So I don't know where you guys are at. I don't know what's going on in your life, in your business, but I do know, you know, now is a time to focus. It's time to focus. Time to focus on your family, focus on your life, focus on your business, and really put your focus on things that will move the needle. You know, in 2024, it's a new year. We're almost over. I mean, we're almost through the first month, which is crazy. But I'm just telling you guys this because spring's going to be here before you know it. We're going to all be busy. We're going to all have our heads spinning. And if we don't have things dialed in before the season starts, it's too late. It's too late for a lot of us anyways. If we had the big businesses, if we're super busy, it's too late, man. Once the spring hits and you hit the ground running and you get that spring rush and you're going like crazy, it's too late to figure things out. You know, you try to figure out as much as you can when problems come up in the spring. But if you can eliminate a lot of that stuff by really focusing on it in the wintertime, I think that's your best bet. At least that's worked for me really well over the years. Just try to get a good game plan in the winter. I spent a lot of time mentally just preparing, just staying focused, just trying to figure everything out. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm not doing a lot of work where I'm bringing in a lot of money in the business, but I feel like I'm doing a lot of mental work trying to run through all these different scenarios and figure all this out. And that way, spending the time now to do that mental work, so that will bring me even more money in the spring. So you can look at it different ways. I could be out there just trying to get every job that's available and trying to make a little bit of money here and there. But I think for me, I don't know what it looks like for you, but for me, my time is more well spent if I'm in the office, I'm crunching numbers, I'm thinking about different scenarios, I'm thinking about different ways to run the business, and just really focusing on moving the needle. I think that's where all my time and energy needs to be spent right now. It's not going out and trying to look for jobs. It's not going out and trying to make $100 or $200 or $300 or $400 here or there. It's basically sit down, run through all these different scenarios, run all these different numbers in your head, run all these different things that you're thinking about, run it through your mind right now, and figure out what's going to be the best solution for me, my family, my business. And so that's what I've been up to, man. That's what I've been doing. So I hope you guys are doing well. No matter where you're at in your life or in your business, really stay focused, man. If you want to move the needle, if you want to get to the next level, if you want to get to a place where maybe you've never been before, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's going to be, you're going to have to stretch yourself a little bit, and you're really going to have to focus. I know I play sports. I grew up playing a lot of sports. Basketball was my favorite by far. I was never the tallest player, of course, out there. I was never the strongest. I was never the fastest, but I could handle the ball like nobody else could. And, I focused on that. I could shoot the ball like nobody else could. And I may not have been very good in those other areas. I may not have been very tall, very strong, very fast, but I knew how to handle the ball and I knew how to get open and shoot. And so if you can do those two things in your business, you know, if you can transfer something like that over to your business, maybe you're not very good running a crew, or maybe you're not very good hiring people, or maybe you're not very good getting these big commercial jobs or whatever. Whatever you're good at, focus on that. Focus on that more and more and more, and just really dial down on those two things, or maybe that one thing that you're really good at, and really focus on that, and I guarantee you, it'll take you to the next level. It'll take you to a place in your life, in your business, where you're really growing, you're really excelling, you're really moving the needle. And so don't try to do 100 different things. Just focus on one or two things that you're really good at, and that will really move the needle to where you need to be in 2024. And dial down on those things and stay focused, man. I guarantee you, if you stay focused, you'll take your business to the next level, and you'll get to places that you never even dreamed of. But the main thing is, man, where does God want you to be? What vision does He have for you? If you don't stay focused, you're not going to get there. So stay focused, get out there, get it done, and can't wait to see what you guys accomplish in 2024. So I'm out of here. I'm Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Hope you guys are having a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.